Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It. I am your host, Dacia Blunt, and I got my homeboy, WGW3, representing all the way from the Dirty South. What up, Walter?
Man, you know how it go. Dirty, dirty in the building.
Dirty, dirty in the building. How was your 4th of July?
Quite boring. But, you know, we'll take it. No, it wasn't boring. Had a lot of family over.
I was about to say, the pictures don't tell that story. I was finna say. So we got the birthday girl in the building tonight. What a birthday girl in the building. Let's give a shout out to the birthday girl. Birthday girl. Do you want a serenade or what? Like, you want me just to be like, it's your birthday. Go shouty. It's your birthday.
That'll work right there.
That'll work. Okay, cool. Because my birthday voice is not ready tonight. I'm just saying. So it's Lisa's birthday, y'all. So we're going to turn up tonight. As we talk about checking up on your new boo, and I'm glad that y'all on the show tonight because, Walter, did you check her credit yet?
Uh-uh.
You didn't check her?
Right now?
Uh-huh. Once I run the check, you know, in about 3 months, I'm going to have to run that check on them.
You have to run that credit check? That health check, that criminal background check.
Yeah, make sure she ain't no damn hatchet killer.
A happy killer.
Yeah.
Just walking around baking cookies and shit and killing people.
Baking cookies and killing niggas in their sleep.
Right. I'm just saying. So I guess first we need to establish how long in a relationship or dating, quotation marks, before you even decide to start checking up on your new boo. Like, what's the time period? Because I'm not good with time periods. Like, I'm just the type of person, if I feel like we good and we in a good space, and we're going to move on to the next point. I don't do the Steve Harvey 90 days stuff or none of that. So what do you think is a good time to say, okay, it's time for me to start checking to see if this person is right for me? And do the results of what you find out really affect your relationship? Like, would it stop you from moving forward if she got bad credit when you know your ass got bad credit too? Like,
right.
What happens?
No, I mean, you know what? All the checks do is let you know what you're walking into. And they let you know what you got to work on. First of all, I wouldn't even think about doing a check unless I'm about to marry this chick. You know what I'm saying? If I'm like, okay, we're going to roll forever, then I'm going to do the check. Well, really, I'm not going to do the check. I'm going to thank her because I should just be able to turn to her and say, yo, what's going on? I shouldn't have to do a check no more. If I have to do a check, it's time to make a change.
You think so?
I'm like, bring your credit to the table. Like, I'm going to bring my credit report to the table, and let's determine what we got to do to make this house thing happen. You know what I'm saying?
Did it really go down like that, Walter, though? Or you be getting ready to get an apartment together and one of y'all ass get denied? I'm just saying.
That's probably happening.
And you be like, hold up, boo-boo. Hold up, boo-boo kitty. What's going on?
But I think, you know, a lot of us are way past the apartment stage, you know what I'm saying? So we're looking toward getting the house, and if that's the case, then you already know that the credit is a must.
I don't know if I can buy a house with somebody I'm not married to. I mean, dating, you know, we might just go ahead and start off with the one-bedroom apartment if we ain't got no kids, but buying a house is a long-term situation, like 30 years. And if you ain't got no ring on my finger, you know, or none of that, like, I don't know if I can commit to that.
Well, see, that's why I said, unless I plan on marrying. If I plan on marrying, I ain't got to do no check.
Okay, so you're telling me basically, if you meet somebody, you know how these days social media is very big and everybody has, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or some type of form of social media. it's very odd that somebody doesn't have some type of form of social media. So you're telling me you don't ask them, well, what's your Twitter handle or what's your Facebook name? Or, you know, I'm going to go friend you on Facebook so that you keep up with what's going on, you know, or whatever. You don't go and check their Facebook page and see if they going down their page posting about killing motherfuckers all day or, you know, they just complaining all the time. You know, because somebody, when you meet people, they usually give you the person that you want to know. They don't give you the real them. Like they say, you don't really find out how somebody is until you move in with them. People don't give you 100% of themselves. So you wouldn't go and check their Facebook page and see them arguing with their cousin or their mama or whoever they arguing with every damn day, or they complain that life is just suck, but when they get on the phone with you, they sound like Peachy King. Like, you wouldn't try to put those two together and be like, this chick is bipolar or none of that?
Ain't none of that shit got to do with me. As long as she don't act that way with me, she Gucci. Now, what she do in the street, that's a business.
Yes, really?
I don't know. I don't know about that, because if a nigga telling me I'm the quiet type, I'm the quiet type, you know, I don't go out like that, and I go to his Facebook page, and I see pictures every night from Wednesday to Sunday, he turning up. Like, that's not cool for me.
But if he treats you right, who cares?
He lied. What he got to lie for?
He's trying to protect you.
I'll be damned. You can't protect me with your lie. You don't know me well enough to protect me with your lie. Let me lie and protect my damn self, okay? Don't need you to lie and protect me. Let me lie and protect me.
First of all, ain't no. Let's get this out and over. Ain't no checks happening. If I ain't going to be with you long term, no way. I don't give a shit about you to do a check. Second of all,
we ain't talking about cutty buddies, though. We talking about you're looking to establish a relationship with somebody.
You said first, enter a relationship. I'm not doing no check if it's our first month.
Okay, just like you meet somebody, and from the first time you see them, you know if you want to hit or not. You know if they fuckable, okay? So you also know, you know, within a couple of days in their conversation, if, oh, I think I can rock with this chick or I think I can rock with this dude for a minute, you also know that as well.
Well,
so when you're rocking with somebody, huh?
For a minute. You said the exact words, for a minute. Now, we can extend it.
I'm saying for a minute because you don't know how long it's going to last, depending on how everything turns out. But if you look at a person as the material that you want, you know they're a good person, you know they're good around kids, you know that they, you know, they're responsible, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're going to start looking at them and seeing them as a potential, you know, mate long term.
Okay. Well,
so at that time, you know, what type of things do you do to try to make sure that this person is the real person that you got to know? What they're showing you.
Just keep dating them. Everything's going to come out in the open. You can't hide it forever. Everything's going to come out.
Yeah, but forever is a long time, though. Forever is a long damn time. So they could go 3-4 years before you really know who you're dealing with.
It don't take that long.
I'm saying, how long does it usually take before you really know somebody or get to know them to a point where you feel like I can move forward with this person?
I say a year. Me and the certain somebody was having this conversation. What I said was, if it go over a year and I haven't asked you to take it to the next level yet, I ain't going to never ask you. Because it don't take that long to determine if this is the person that you want to be with. Now, she is of the opinion it takes longer than that. She says it takes longer than a year to get to know somebody.
Oh, hey, I've been with the same person for 16 years, and I'm still getting to know him. So I understand that concept. But what I'm saying is, when I decided to
you know what I'm saying, to get him the goods before I invited him over to my crib and let him get the goods, I was doing a background check. I was already on motherfucking the internet checking this nigga to see if he had any prior cases pending in the local area. Okay? I'm just saying.
Hold on. So just to get some nay-nay, not the dance, you went and did a check on
him. I said to come to my house. I said coming to my house to get some nay-nay. Because that nigga don't need to know where I stay and be stalking me and acting a fool if he already got stalking cases going on in local court right now.
Ain't nobody stalking you, man.
Listen, we're not going there tonight. We're not going there. We not gonna do that. Not tonight. I'm just saying. You don't want a stalker. You don't want somebody who is semi local. You know what I mean? I'm gonna need to go to your house and I'm gonna look through your medicine cabinet to see if you taking pills for bipolarism. You know, I'm gonna be in my phone Googling the name of your medication that's in your medicine cabinet or on your dresser. The fuck is this? What is nigga taking Dr. Cillin for? Hold up. I'm just saying.
I guess you gotta Google my medicine.
Hold up, he said he had diabetes, but this say doxycycline. That shit ain't for diabetes. Let me Google this right. Let me call Ask a Nurse. What is doxycycline meant for? I'm nosy. I can't do it. That's just me. Now, as far as the credit check, you know, unless we're about to buy a house together, like you said, or about to get married, or something like that, I would ask you, well, what's your credit look like before we be embarrassed over here at the realtor? You know what I mean? I don't have no problem asking you about that. And if we decide not to use condom, I'm going to need you to go ahead and produce that, you know, that clear health record for me within the last 48 hours, you know, all of that. But for, you know, just for your protection, as far as a background check or, you know, a local check where you can go to the, you know, the court in your city and just pull up their name and see if they got any cases pending, you know, anything like that, I think that's very necessary.
I think that's a thing for women. Because men don't do it. We don't do it.
Because y'all don't give a damn who y'all lay with. You'll be messing around with Tracy, and she riding around with a dead body in the back of her fucking trunk, and you don't even know it. You're like, baby, what's that smell? that's some bad oxtails that I had. I'm throwing it out. I'm just saying, y'all don't care.
Well, we do care, just it don't matter. As long as it ain't me in the back of the trunk, it don't matter. Till I probably
told you going to put groceries in the back of her trunk. And you see her ex-boyfriend, Lil Ray Ray, wrapped up in some fucking plastic wrap. You don't care as long as it ain't you?
He should have been.
You're going to be like, baby. You're gonna be like, baby, was that Lil Ray Ray in the back of your trunk?
You know the girl put you in the back of the trunk. Something wrong with you.
I'm saying he did. What you mean?
Yeah, so Dafia, you got somebody in the trunk. What you trying? You trying to tell her something?
Hey, I ain't got nobody in the trunk previously.
See?
But
tell them that, right?
I do know where somebody's is located, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about that in my Forrest Gump voice. I'm just saying, like, how do you really get to know somebody? You can ask questions. Okay, that's just like you saying, are you talking to any other girls or any other dudes? And they say no. And then a chick show up at your house. Or something to that nature. I'm just saying. What? I mean, you can't believe everything and take everything face value. Hmm?
Well, Lisa said that happened to her before.
Really?
Yeah,
that happened to me before. I was kicking with this cat. He was like, he didn't say he was with his baby mama, but with his baby mama the whole time. He came to my house and this kid knocked on my door. I was like, what the hell? Are you and your baby mama can get, that wasn't
right.
Clear at all.
People be hiding a lot of shit. That's what I'm trying to tell Walter. People be hiding stuff and they trying to lie for your comfort. No, I'm going to need you to tell me the truth. Let me lie for my behalf. I don't need you to lie on my behalf.
Yeah,
I need you to tell me.
Get up.
Right.
Don't determine for me if I want you to stop me. Let me determine if I want to be stopped.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, look at Ray outside. That's so cute. Ray outside, thinking somebody coming to visit me. That is so cute. Until Ray be trying to crawl in through my damn back window, then that shit ain't cute no more.
It's not cute at all. Stuff ain't cute at all. And that happened to me before, too. Well, you got to.
Right.
Hey there. I tell you what, no, I ain't gonna tell you what I heard.
I'm going to be stalked. Y'all should feel honored to be stalked. That means you're not ugly.
That ain't got nothing to do with being ugly. That doesn't mean that mofo is crazy. He crazy.
Nobody stalks ugly people.
Child, bye. Bye, Felicia.
When a woman stalks a man, he done threw the dish naive correctly, then drove her retarded. That's where that term F your brains out come from, because she don't know how to think no more. He done tore it up so bad that she can't even think no more.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm going to sit in these bushes and watch you come out of the house. Because I love it. Every night I got to fight to prove my love.
Okay, five heartbeats. I'm just going to sit in these bushes and see who come out of his house. Or how about you call the dude and be like, where you at? And he say, I'm out and about. I'm chilling with my boys. But you see his car at home, and you just seen this nigga walk past the blinds with no shirt on, and then a car pull up in his yard. So you sitting in the damn bushes. No, you cannot take people seriously. I'm sorry. The lies you tell. No. We got a caller that has pressed 1. So I'm going to let the caller in. 757.
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Y'all know who it is.
We know who it is. What's up, Dallas? What's going on?
What's going on, Walt?
What up,
Liam? I see schooling the women up here today, starting up early.
I see you already got on your Walter cheerleader suit.
Wow.
Call it whatever you want to call it. Call it whatever you want to call it. You know, call it whatever you want to call it. You know.
We done switched from the Walter cologne to the cheerleader suit.
call it whatever you want. You know, if you say I got some Walter pom-poms, I got them.
That's your Jane woman for tea. She got a
what you just said about being a coda? We doing good, Dallas. Did you miss us? We ain't had no show Saturday. I kind of missed everybody.
No, we really I was cupcaking.
Oh, God.
I was cupcaking Saturday.
Does cupcaking mean you were spreading the frosting?
I'm just cupcaking, you know, just chilling, you know, getting to know people, you know. You know, you know.
That.
Yeah.
I know.
I let everybody on Facebook know it too.
You did. Let me go to your page and see what's really good. Let me see what's gully on your page since you let everybody on Facebook know. Let me see what's gully.
Yeah, because I lost my goddamn mind there because you know, putting a woman up on my Facebook.
Oh, damn,
page.
At the beach? Okay, I see you at the beach. You and your boo? Okay, that's cute.
Tell that private investigator she don't need to be going to my page. Pulling my shit all out.
Got your boo thing on your page, Pimpin.
Yes, Walter. Him and the boo thing was chilling hard at Virginia Beach on July the 5th.
It wasn't on Virginia Beach. It was Buckrow Beach.
Oh, my bad. Buckrow Beach. Down the street from the crib. Down the street from my crib.
Yeah, I go to the black folks' beach. I don't go to the white folks' beach. They can have their beach.
Oh, here we go with the black and white. Okay. It don't even matter. As long as you ain't get your ass in the water because there's sharks out there. Ain't that right, Walter?
That's your man, look. I get nervous.
I didn't even want to get on the damn beach.
Why?
I don't do sand. I just don't like it.
You don't like sand between your toes?
I didn't like the sand. I don't like sand, period. Shit, too messy.
Why?
Too messy, man.
Yeah. So what you talking about? You talking about doing a hoochie-coochie on the beach? What is
hell
he talking
no.
about?
How, I ain't doing
how is it messy?
I just don't like this. It is, man. Sand stick to you and all that shit, man. You ever seen a little kid just running around, man, sand, getting sand all on me, man?
Oh God!
But I was being a gentleman, and so I done it for the young lady, and so the young lady could have a good time. Okay, she had a good time, and then that was that.
Mhm. I heard that. Yes, poetic justice with the braids. I see you. Okay, girl.
See, how was your girl? Where you get? She ran background check.
Huh?
Your girl ran checks on you yet?
Fell to the no.
She didn't find all types of shit.
You don't know what she did yet. You don't know what she did.
But there's no need to. Because every question that she asked me, I don't hide nothing from nobody. I'm an open book. If a woman wants to know about me, I'm going to let you know. So I'm going to let you know before you even have to go credit checks, background checks, and all that other motherfucking bullshit. I'm a grown-ass man. I'll be 45 years old in a couple of months, well, next month. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to hide shit. Either you're going to be with me, either you're going to rock with me, or you're not. If you're not, all right, have a nice life. I'm moving on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If you're in, let's rock, you know?
Okay, Dallas, so since we know about your past and everything, and all the ladies that you had, like, how would you feel if your girl was like, look, baby, let's go to the doctor and you're going to get this AIDS test right quick?
You know, before I had my first one, I'd have said hell to the no. But since I had my first one, and I know that I'm clean as a motherfucking whistle, I don't give a fuck.
You do know that just because you had your first, you know that you had your first one that it could pop up in 5 years. You got 5 years.
They say five, they say 10. They say motherfucker, I just be knowing this. If that motherfucker ain't get me in the 90s, ain't get me in the first 2000, in the beginning of 2000, that motherfucker I can't get. I'm good.
Okay, boy.
And believe me, if I already had it, as much hospital work I had done on me, they'd have been doing it by now.
So nowadays, you don't feel the need to do a health check before you raw dog, or you still raw dogging?
I want to I don't know. That's a good one. That's a good question right there. Because they got some new shit, improved shit out there. You know.
that shit out there now is like the roaches that you cut the light on and they looking at you with sunshades on, nigga. What?
Yeah, they got this new improved shit out there, man. You know what I'm saying? They got new improved every goddamn thing. I mean, everything is dangerous now. It used to be, you know what I'm saying, gonorrhea and shit like that you get rid of. But they got shit, they got gonorrhea that's resistant to the motherfucking antibiotics. So, you know, you might have to be like, yo, we need to go down here and take this test real quick, you know.
So you are in agreement with the health check, just not the background check and the credit check. You don't give a fuck about that, but definitely the health check before you raw dog it.
Yeah. See. For me, on as far as the background check and the credit check thing, but personally, going I told y'all I'm old school. I'm gonna take people on what they say. And I don't mean that I'm gonna rush into something with them either. Because eventually, whatever you're doing in the dark won't come to the motherfucking light.
But it shouldn't even have to. You know, I'm just saying if that's who you're trying to be with. It shouldn't even be in the dark. Like, y'all should already get
right
with the lights on.
see, there you go. Back to doing it that way. We're talking about financial and criminal history. You know.
Okay, so let's talk about financial then, Dallas. Let's talk about financial. So you ask her, what? Have you ever owned a house? Do you have good credit? Can you get the cell phone in your name? Like, how do you find out what her credit looked like without doing,
let me tell you something about the credit check. That's something that a woman brings up. I have never in my life asked a woman about her credit history. I've always been asked about my credit history. That's usually how that I get on that conversation. And you know, I let them know I have owned a house before. I owned many cars before. You know,
wait a minute, Dallas. Walter, can you cut the sidebar out? You're doing a show. The sidebar. Hello, we can hear all that.
My fault.
We hear y'all having a side convo. I'm just saying, my bad. I know it's your birthday. Yes, I told him. He always doing something extra. If it ain't that burner phone, he out there trying to hide that bitch. Then he doing something else.
He got to press mute.
We trying to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's usually the women are the ones that's concerned with us. With a credit check and stuff like that, you know, and that's usually a woman question. Now,
So what's important to a man? So what if the woman did a murder bid? She went to jail for murder, and she murdered her ex boyfriend because he just won't act right, and she thought he was cheating. That don't concern you?
Hell no, I was going to say, no, I have permission. She a hit woman. She going to make me some money.
She what?
She a hit woman. She going to make me some money.
Yeah. Wait before she throw you in the back of the trunk.
I dated a woman that did a murder bed, that killed her boyfriend.
Why he kill her? Why she kill him?
Because he was beating on.
Well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason, though. That nigga put his hands on me, motherfucker. You gonna meet that maker. All
right. Well, she really did kill him, and stuff like that. And
And that didn't make you feel no type of way?
At first, you know what I'm saying? This was back in my rough, my days. I did sleep in the house. I did take the gun up under the pillow. In case anything went down.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Knowing
no,
it's
once,
half
but,
the
but
battle.
But once I got to know her and seen that she wasn't that type of person, I just felt all accusations, man. I wouldn't do nobody like that, man. You know, because I got a pass. What the fuck?
Yeah, you got a pass, but that ain't stop you from sleeping with the gun under the pillow.
Yeah, because I was nervous because she was just coming home. She was just coming home. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've been locked up for a minute, man, you know, that's a born again virgin. So I had to try. I couldn't let that go to waste.
How do you know that that's a born, like, she could have been fucking a security guard. I know we all off topic. We always do this shit, but I'm just
you doing it this shit.
Okay, but how do you assume that just because a woman is in a woman's prison and she ain't getting no ding-a-ling? I'm just asking.
She not.
Oh, God.
She not. See, one thing you learn about prison guard, men fear their job, losing their job. A male correctional officer fear losing his job more than a woman correctional officer. It's easy to get a female correctional officer to let down her guard than it is a man.
I'm not saying that it can't
because they all can, but it's easier to get a female.
I'm just saying, I know some dudes who just was like, I want to be a correctional officer so I can get on-call pussy. You know, like, that was their plan.
What? And guess what? They would have been the
what?
First ones in locked up. They would have been the first one charged.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a charge.
I know that's a charge, but what I'm saying is, it just ain't never no guarantee. Just because she came home from jail don't mean she like a virgin again. That's all I was
she
saying.
Did. Yeah, she was. Because
she's sticking toothbrushes and all kinds of shit up in that coochie. Trust.
Well, she can stick a toothbrush up there. I know. That toothbrush ain't thick as mother. Ain't thick as shit. That toothbrush ain't nothing.
She can tie about 10 of them bitches together.
That's all right. She can tie 10 of them together. It still don't equal up to me.
Okay, boy.
Boy,
anyway.
No, I'm a man.
Oh, God.
I'm a man.
Daphne, you heard about the little scandal up there by you, right? The Autumn Boss in the Baltimore jail?
What?
Where all the female COs were pregnant by male inmates?
Listen, I know personally of a dude who came home and was dating one of the COs, like she was his chick, and they was fucking the whole time he was in there. That's how he got his cell phones and all of that shit. So
well,
I'm not surprised.
The FBI was following conversations on the cell phones of the inmates, and I found out that the inmates were running the whole thing, and they were running it because they were sexing the female COs, and they were controlling them with sex. They were throwing that dish naive to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was running like a drug operation through them. And I really don't, that's just straight pimping right there. That's pimping at his best.
That is pimping at his best. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that. That's definitely pimping at his best. If you got a chick that don't give a damn about her job and you can throw the dick to her and she can bring in drugs and phones and shit for you, you definitely got it. Dolomite. Mm.
But the reason they caught him was because three of the chicks that were pregnant by the same dude, and they were fighting over in the middle of the prison.
Mm.
Now, that ain't pimping because they all on the same team. They supposed to know how to work together.
Right, or you fuck with one in A block, D block, and C block. You don't fuck with them in the same block. They're going to last together.
No. Nah,
you don't do that.
No. Nah, you won't supposed to do nothing but one anywhere. You can't do nothing more. You can't be messing with all the women in the same spot and expect.
Oh, listen, Mr. Faithful. Listen to Mr. Faithful.
No, you can't. You can't. No, even back then when I was doing my thing out in the street, you know what I'm saying? I always kept my women separated. So one, I would have to do one uptown, one downtown, one out of Hampton. I might go over to Norfolk, Portsmouth, and never in the same area. You get caught up like that, man. That's too much drama.
What?
Too much headache.
What? Because they don't. None of them may have no fucking car, and they couldn't travel.
Is that what you're saying? They got cars. They can travel. Hold on. Don't. I like women with
money. I'm asking.
I like women with money. But no, they
so
can travel. But at the same
because
time,
you got one in Newport News, one in Hampton. Newport News and Hampton kiss each other like butt cheeks. So you can go to Hampton Applebee's and you'll see motherfuckers from Newport News. So I don't understand why you acting like Newport News and Hampton is that far apart. And then we used to go over to Norfolk to party to the club. So you'll see me in the club over in Norfolk, and I was straight living in Newport News. So that
see,
to me,
see,
that's still
a
bust.
No, that's why you date. That's why you date homebody. You gotta date homebody. You gotta date people that's not known to frequent the club or go to a club that you don't frequent. Like if I got a main girl, if I got one that I'm seeing exclusively on a regular basis, I'm gonna be like, yo, I don't go to clubs with no women. And I maneuver around the club that she gonna go to. I don't never go to a club that I know that she gonna be at. That shit worked for me for years. Did I get caught? Yeah, I got caught, but it worked for years.
How did you get caught?
She switched up. She finally got hip to my shit, and she switched up. You know, but still on no drama. You know, she waited till the drama. To get outside the club or something like that. She was kind of classy, man. You know what I'm saying? She ain't the type to do all that drama inside, but she do the drama outside, you know, in private, you know. But it was all good, though, you know. But you ain't supposed to have all your eggs right there in the same basket. No, you gotta put them. You gotta spread them joints out, son.
Walter.
He stepped away.
Huh?
I think he had to step away for a minute.
Oh, okay. So basically, how long do you feel like after you date somebody, Dallas, that you need to start checking up on, you know, what they're doing? How long do you, what's a dating period time that you date somebody and you know that you're going to, you want to move to the next level with them?
What's the time limit? To go from being boo-boo to girlfriend, shit like that?
Or, you know, I like her, I'm feeling her, I'm getting to know her, to this is my boo-boo, and you posting pictures on Facebook together.
Oh,
a week?
No.
2 weeks?
No, I don't know. She can be my, no. She can be liked and still get a picture on Facebook, but I don't mean that she the girlfriend or she the wifey type that, you know.
Well, what does that mean to me? If you're posting pictures on Facebook, with a chick, then that means you're, that's your girl. You ain't got to name it. It's understood.
No, 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 no. Look at my title. My title says single. That don't say in a relationship.
Oh,
when I
God.
When I change that joint to say in a relationship, then you can say, okay, he's in a relationship. I haven't been in a relationship since 2011. Now, when I get into a relationship, oh, Facebook will know. Facebook will know. Because I'm going to let them know.
That's all you need to do, Facebook.
Yeah, that's all I need to do. Let Facebook know. Once Facebook know, then everybody going to know. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I put the pictures up there for a simple fact that I was waiting for somebody somebody went behind my back and said some shit about me. So I let them know that they thought I was down and out. Remember that. I'm good.
What you mean down and out in what way? What can a picture with you and a chick show that you're not down and out?
Down and out in what way? Life.
That you won't get no ass? That you ain't had no females? What?
Nah. It was more like, you know, due to the fact that I was dealing with my medical situation. I would always be down and out. They thought I would always be down and out. They thought I would never recover. You know. So I had to show them that I won't down and out. I didn't let them know.
If somebody that fucking petty, why are you even friends with them if they that petty?
I ain't friends with them, but they still can see my page. They still be looking on my motherfucking page. You best believe that.
And even now,
and you want to know what? It's a nigga that, let me tell you, and I hope come to the fuck boys listening. You motherfucking nigga is so motherfucking jealous and petty. I'm a motherfucking guy, nigga. You don't talk shit about a nigga because you see a picture. You worse than motherfucking the women. At least the women goddamn got balls enough to come up and be like, yo, who that bitch? Why she on your goddamn page? What about me? You motherfucking nigga goddamn is gonna talk about bullshit.
Oh my God.
I hope they listen.
Walter.
Huh?
Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, gosh. So, did you hear what Dallas said?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
I heard exactly what he said.
You feel the same way?
Oh, kind of, sort of.
So, if you post a picture with a chick on your Facebook page, that don't mean that you're seeing this chick or dating this chick or none of that until you change your Facebook status.
Well, first of all, I really don't even let my Facebook status show. You know, you can choose to show that or not.
Right.
And depending on the person I am, like I told my boy, he was like, well, I'm supposed to be a player. I'm like, players don't have Facebook. Players don't have no kind of social media thing. There's nothing that a guy can track them on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But all that relationship status stuff, I think that's just y'all women care about that.
I don't. I don't. I'm just saying. Because, you know, back in my day, if you was fuckable, you was fuckable. I don't give a fuck if you got a ring on your finger or your Facebook status say boo. Who the hell did that heavy breathing? What was that?
I old Dallas. He getting tired of your ass.
That was you, Dallas. That was you.
Boo boo. You know. Boo, you know me. I'm just listening, boo boo.
Anyway, the call-in number is 929-477-1281. And if you want to speak to us and talk about this topic, go ahead and press 1. You funny.
Who funny?
Dallas. I ain't even going to finish my story because all that heavy breathing and shit, I felt like somebody just had a dose of Haterade, so I'm just going
to
shut
I'm not going to lie, I had to yawn.
Whatever.
And you hate her hand Lincoln.
Oh, shit.
What you all saying for?
Because you called him a hater.
Anyway. 601, I'm about to let 601 in on the line because I don't have time for this.
Become your favorite cheerleader.
You can shut the fuck up. All the way. It's not your birthday, it's Lisa's birthday, so you don't get no special treatment. 601, hello.
Hey, boo-hoo, I'm mad. Why are you talking junk, Walter? No, y'all sound staticky tonight. I don't know why. I'm trying to hear y'all, but it's like muffly.
Huh?
I don't know what's going on.
That for your phone, cheat.
Whatever.
Like every time like phone move or something, you sound staticky or whatever.
Everybody been sounding static. I thought it was just me. But it's all good. I'm still here.
It must be Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Gina.
Yeah. Hey, boo.
What do you think about the topic? What do you think about the topic? When is it time to do the credit check, the background check, the health check, and the social media check?
Background check right away. Health check when y'all about to do something. If you call yourself about to do something. And social media, I could care less.
See?
Okay.
I told you, credit check, that's a woman's thing. Women love to check y'all the credit.
She ain't say credit check. She said background check and health check.
The health check should come number one first and foremost.
I didn't say credit check.
Okay.
Right.
Well, my fault. I apologize.
Because I don't want to get with no lunatic and I don't know what's really good.
Right.
So I need to know this background check.
No, but you know, most lunatics don't have no background though. Most lunatics don't have no background. So
let me ask you a question.
Be getting with? What?
So you know how niggas be giving fake names and shit when they just trying to hit.
Definitely.
You know. Okay, so I'm the type of bitch that will wait till you fall asleep after I put you to bed, like Jay Holiday. Then I go in your wallet and look at your real ID, look at your fucking ID, and be like, nigga, what you say your name is? Wake your ass about your sleep.
First of all, the real one ain't going to let you get in the vicinity of his wallet.
Yeah, because of
you.
What
you mean?
Oh, shit, so your name is Walter? Nah.
Because a real man not going to spend the night. Or not going to let you spend the night.
It ain't going to do with spending the night. I said put him to bed like Jay Holiday. That don't mean he spent the night. That just means that I worked him over and he fell asleep.
Yeah, he ain't going to let that happen.
Damn, because they start making the wrong Mexico jersey.
Yeah, right.
You know, and all that work in the mobile and shit like that, that shit not even going to go down like that.
If you say so, Dallas.
Hey, me, I don't care. I don't care about that shit right there. But you
better
some
people don't even care about background check because they're going to screw your man, your woman, whoever, regardless.
Right.
Well, if you're doing background check, they might already screw you. You late.
They
that
need,
ain't true.
They don't need no background check. They gonna check their drawer.
I'll meet a nigga in the street and come right home and go online and check his shit out before we do anything.
You are pitiful.
I'm nosy. I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you why.
Because if I meet up with this nigga at a hotel or decide to go to his house or what, or he come to my house, I want to feel safe and comfortable. That's now. Back in the day, I ain't really give a fuck because I ain't know no better. But now, I would definitely check up because I don't need no motherfucker that's crazy that's out here than be at 3 murder bids and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm
showing up on my
door later.
Right.
But still, even if you do a background check on most crazy motherfuckers, like I said, they don't have no background. They've never been in trouble.
Yeah. Well, up here, they got that whole list of them crazy motherfuckers up here.
You got them ones that's already been caught. But what if you come in contact with them ones that ain't never been caught before? The ones that ain't never done,
right.
ain't been arrested for anything.
They got some medical history.
Oh man, they ain't got no damn medical history. Not that you gonna find out. Because what doctor gonna?
They got medical history.
It's illegal for a doctor to reveal your medical history. So if a doctor revealing your medical history, the motherfucker gonna get paid. That motherfucker that got the medical history, he gonna get paid. And plus the doctor gonna lose his goddamn license.
Well,
so,
that's on them.
I don't know what you're talking about. They got medical history.
All I can say is that you never can tell if somebody is crazy or not. So, like I said, there's too many outlets today to find out about a person. If it's local, you ask around. Do you know such and such? Do you know such and such? And, Walter, we talked about this earlier. It's like if you go in a club and you see a sexy motherfucker and you be like, I asked my homegirl, did you hit that? And she be like, no. It's free and clear. I don't give a fuck about nothing else.
That's what y'all want to do for real?
I don't know about other women. I can't speak on other women. I'm talking about me because I don't want nothing that my homegirl hit. Because 9 times out of 10, females catch feelings, whether it was for one night or a long-term relationship. If she hit it one night and she going to feel some type of way if he treat me different than he treat her. So I don't even need that drama in my life. I ain't got that much type of time on my hands. I'm just saying.
Right.
To be arguing about no dumb shit.
If you meet the dude of your dream and this girl messed with him when she was in
the
11th grade.
How is he the dude of my dreams? How is he the dude of my dreams when I met him at the club that night, one night?
Hold on. Will you let Walter finish his question? Go ahead, Walter. Finish your question, Walt.
Thank you, Dallas.
But he's funny. This is the Dallas
and
Walter show. Okay, go ahead.
You met dude. You like what you see. You like what he's saying. You like his swag. And you ask the girl, yo, you know dude right there? She's like, yeah, we used to kick it when I was in 11th grade. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to mess with him?
Listen, if she be like, I'd be like, what you mean kicked it? Did y'all exchange bodily fluids? And she say yes, I ain't messing with him because I ain't got time for your ass to be in your fucking feelings when this nigga dicking me down right, treating me right, buying me flowers, taking me out, and he ain't do none of that shit for you. I ain't got time for that. Because then you going to be in your fucking feelings. Well, why? Then you over there calling him. Well, Donnell, why didn't you take me out? Why didn't you buy me flowers? behind your pulling
yeah,
back.
Yeah. So that's why I agree with you on that, Dallas.
Yeah,
I agree with you on
that.
See, but I don't care. I agree with you on what you're saying, because you got men that do the same shit.
Yeah.
They're getting their goddamn feelings. But I don't give a fuck till they get their feelings. Because, for one, you shouldn't have told me go ahead. And I had a back way back when. But you can mess with her. I don't care. And then once I smash, and you see that she chasing after me, he won't get your motherfucking
right.
feelings. Nigga, why you knew I was fucking with her? Nigga, fuck you.
Right. No, anybody got time for all that shit. Fuck all that.
So you have sex with a person about 3 times. Do you catch feelings for them?
Me?
I'm asking in general.
I can't answer general questions. Y'all go ahead.
I'm talking about everybody else. Shut up.
You say sex with them for 3 times. You said, 3 times equal feeling. That's what you say.
If you had sex with them like 3 times, do you catch feelings? Do you want to kiss and hug and all of that other stuff? If you saying you just want a foreplay or whatever, or you want a one time, this it is weird. Just asking.
I like kissing. I kiss. So, you know, that don't mean I got feelings for you just because I kissed you. You know?
Right.
I got to get to know you first.
That's what I'm saying.
But a kiss don't mean no motherfucking feeling.
Right.
That's part of sex to me. Shit.
All right. So under what circumstances wouldn't you kiss somebody?
If that bitch is just something that I'm just passing the time by and I'm out. This ain't gonna be nothing but one hit of quitter. One hit of quitter. Ain't no kissing, ain't no handshake, ain't no nothing. Let me go ahead and put this up in you, and I'm gone.
You ain't hit it again?
No, ain't no hitting again. Ain't no hitting again. Mm-mm.
Okay, so what if you hit again, and then they still, and you still don't want to kiss?
What am I
hit
again for? How do you... No, it's no hitting again. If I hit it one time, for one, if it's a one hitter joint, this is probably some late night joint that's at the bottom of the barrel. And look, man, everybody else wanted to do too much talking, but you lucked up and you didn't want to do no talking. So come on, let's go and let's get it over. It ain't gonna last that long. And I'm not trying to bring you back for sex.
But what if that person
What
if that person keep messaging you or talking to you and say, look, I need it again, just, you know what I'm saying, and you go do it, you go ahead and hit them off again because it's another night where you don't feel like dealing with the bullshit and you know there's some easy access pussy.
Well, you know how you do it? You know, you get
there,
you dog them up.
You still don't kiss them. You still don't kiss them, man. It's not going. It's that tree right there ain't gonna bear no fruit.
Oh.
I heard that.
Exactly.
But see, if I feel like it is a tree that's gonna bear fruit, I'm gonna kiss.
Why you had to get your sensual voice back?
Can't stand
him. If I feel like Eve is at the tree, then I'm gonna go ahead and kiss her.
Yeah. If that tree gonna bear some fruit, you know, I'm gonna go ahead give it that. Might give her that lick.
Give her that lick.
Yeah, might give it a lick.
Who licking what?
Oh, damn.
No, but they're not going to be on the first night.
Wait, what
the hell? What? They're not going to be on the first night.
She's going nowhere.
Yo, what the hell
was that?
But what? You know you can't do it. You can't do it on the first night, though.
Oh no.
You ain't never did it on the first night.
Never have I done it in the first night.
Okay.
Never. You wanna know why?
Yeah.
Because you fuck around and you come up with your lips looking like cannonball grips. You shit me.
Cannonball grips.
Yeah, you don't know what that motherfucker does. You can't be doing
okay,
that shit.
Okay, so the second night, how do you know what that motherfucker got?
No, you don't do that shit to period. Man, you got to get to know her. A woman shit is
who said that
internal.
The second time going to be within the first week? That's the first question.
What the second time? The second time is gonna be the next night if he that goddamn good. You better believe that. I'm gonna go up there and knock on the door. Hey, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Stop.
Okay, so after the first week, then you know you see that she done rock with you 4 or 5 days straight. Then you go give her the lick.
Back in the day, but since this is before my days of getting tested and stuff like that, I was strictly about, you know, I had to get to know her first, man, you know, because I was strict. I got 2 daughters, and I kiss on my daughters all the damn time. And I do not want to ever kiss my daughter and my lips. Get him some type of rash or some shit. No, fuck that. No, I just can't do it. You know, but eventually she gonna get licked. But I just got it. She gonna get licked. She gonna get sucked. Oh God, I'm a fuck her ass up. I'm a fuck her motherfucking head up. I'm gonna bring her sensations that she never even felt before. I'm gonna bring her pleasure that she never knew existed. Good grace.
Uh-huh.
And believe me. That's why I gotta get to know people. Like right now, you know, I'm trying this relationship type thing out, you know what I'm saying? Getting to know people and stuff like that. Getting to know people. First of all, you take it that next step, you know. See, before I would just be rushing right on in, you know, trying to hump.
Yep.
Trying to hump. But, you know, you got to try something new.
You said trying to hump.
Yeah. Before you try to hump. Get right on up in there and get straight to hump. You know, not even knowing the person and shit. That's how I got stabbed in the, almost got stabbed in the eye one time.
Why?
Because I said, yo, I ain't messing with you no more. She said, oh, you're not? She said, I said, yeah, I'm not fucking with you no more. It's over. And I turned around and go. I turned around and leave. She said, yo.
15 hours.
I said, what? She said, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. I was like, damn. She stabbed me.
Really?
Right above my damn eye. Yeah, she stabbed me right in my eyebrow.
Oh, wow. Can we put your hands on my eyebrows? Thank you.
You're stupid.
Jeez.
I can't do
And do you know...
I don't have lawnmowers that go over eyebrows, so we can't talk about eyebrows. Thank you.
Gina,
I would lick my thumb so fast.
Hey, believe me when I tell you, I beat this woman like she was a motherfucking man. And you know, she told me, she's like, that's the first time you ever showed me that you love me. I said, this bitch crazy. Let me get the fuck away from her.
After you beat her ass, she knew you loved her.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what type of woman is this? That was my first time ever experiencing some shit like that. You know, I knew I dated roughneck ass women that talk that crazy shit, but I ain't never had one that physically done me harm. Not me.
That's it.
So you can deal with a woman that don't text you all week, don't call you, don't do nothing until it's that time?
Can I take that? Can I take
that?
That's
what she asked.
Yeah. If we got that understanding, because when I call, I'm a woman.
Yo, Lisa said she going to catch you on the rebound. She hit the road.
Oh, she left?
Well, she's still sitting here, but she's on her way out the door.
She going to prepare for that birthday set? Go get them candles and them rose petals ready. Yeah, it's got Jeremiah playing in the background. Birthday sex.
With the chicken grease
Walter, you got your chicken grease on? You got your chicken grease over there warming? Yes.
Whoa, what you got planned going on, Walt?
It's his boo birthday today. He about to get the birthday set.
So, Walt, what the fuck is you doing on the phone with us? You might not get no goddamn set.
You ain't supposed to be on the
phone with us tonight.
It's still early, player.
Well, you're not supposed to be on this goddamn phone.
Yo, I can't.
That's the forbade me.
What'd you say?
I told you forbade me.
Did you say that? Did you really just say that I was cock blocking in a nice way?
Yeah. Now you blocking.
We can end the show. We can end the show right now. I don't give a fuck. Don't try to put it on
me. So you can get that chicken grease ready, you know.
Yes.
Oh man.
I want to hear about it with my nosy ass. I want to know.
Exactly. Post that shit up.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear what you got planned. That's the topic at hand right now. What you got planned?
Yes. What you got planned?
Hey, it's getting quiet, Walt.
I know it ain't no background check.
Yeah. Damn, Walt. What the hell? What the fuck? We can't know?
He done assumed the position or fucking ready. Damn, we done started something. Nah.
Walter, stop teabagging. Stop teabagging and bring your ass back to the show.
I had to answer my dough. It was the chicken grease delivery.
Okay. What you got
playing? Yeah. That's what I
want to know. Smash it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no!
Oh no!
And there he go again. We're getting quiet again. Walt, you should pay.
Why are you quiet?
Look, lady, I got three people talking to me at the same time now. I gotta get this chicken grease ready. This girl is getting shit. Let me do me. Fly
you
with
know
me.
What you? Well, you know
yeah.
what you up there begging?
Yeah, motherfucker,
you
host on the show. What you mean? Let you do you? You know what? We gonna go ahead and end the show early tonight. We did an hour and 15 minutes because Walter got business to tend to, and he is not gonna be calling me a cock blocker because that's the last motherfucking thing. I believe in be fruitful and multiply. So you would not be saying that that was cock-blocking.
Well, I'm cock-blocking because I want to know what the fuck you got playing for the goddamn night.
That's all right. I'm playing Walter in a hot seat Saturday.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to put Walter in a hot seat Saturday.
I'm not going to think about you when it comes to me.
Whatever, don't talk to us now. Get your ass on. We're about to end the show.
Saturday.
We're about to end the show. Dallas, you got another question?
I ain't got another question.
How about Walter hung up, y'all? What kind of shit is
that?
No, I'm about to call Walter now.
Oh.
Don't told you he riding pony, and she riding pony butt yard early.
And no, you know, not the Buddha brother. The Buddha brother didn't hang up the phone.
I'm about to get me a new co-host because he bullshit. Ever since he's been down to Memphis, I'm feeling like this girl is a bad influence on him. Every time I turn around, he leaving the show early and all this type of shit. So we're going to have a talk. I'm about to get me a new co-host.
Oh, who you going to get, Gina?
I might have to get Gina.
I'd be there. Gina, you can't even find Gina at the damn time. She babysitting.
I'm here 24/7. What's popping, boy? Get out of here. You hating? She want a co-host, Doc.
No, I don't want no guy.
You want a co-host?
But I got no hell to the no. That's y'all's job. I just come up here past time and to support you. You're my friend.
Oh, thank you. You're my friend, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, Gina,
okay,
Gina,
that's
Gina
sweet. That's sweet. Cut the sweetness now, okay?
Well, fuck you, Gina.
We're going to let...
That's more like it. That's all like it. That's all like it. Fuck me.
Hey, Jada. You don't want
look,
that now.
Look, let me go ahead and put that out there. I don't give a fuck.
Jada, you get some of this, goddammit. You will come back. You'll come back.
Oh, damn, I'm crying already. The tears is running down my face.
Oh, God. Y'all funny. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and end the show tonight. Because Walter had to go, but I appreciate y'all. I really do.
Okay. All right.
And we'll talk Saturday, all right?
Okay. See you Saturday.
All right, good night. All right, bye.